Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see, a lot to get to here this morning on the show. Let me start here, then I've got some messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. The other thing, this is really cool. One of our listeners, Barbara, I don't know Barbara is from East Helena. Barbara sent me an email in October of last year, October of 2023, Barbara sent me an email saying, look, Donald Trump can't be our nominee. Donald Trump shouldn't be our nominee. You tell Senator Steve Daines that he should ask Trump to drop out of the race, not the other way around, because Steve Daines was one of the first to back and endorse Donald J. Trump for president in the United States Senate. Well, Barbara sent me a really nice email saying, hey, I was wrong. I was wrong. Anyway, great email from Barbara in East Helena. I'll get to that. But first, Tom Homan. He was the acting ICE director at the tail end of the first Trump administration. This guy is coming back, and he is coming back ready to secure that southern border.
President Trump has made it clear. We will prioritize public safety threats and national security threats first. And that's what the focus will be. And there's over 1.5 convicted criminal aliens in this country with final orders removal that we're going to be looking for. There's thousands of gang members, illegal gang members we're going to be looking for. Now, I'm going to say, if you're in the country illegally, you shouldn't feel comfortable. Absolutely not. I won't feel comfortable if I'm in the country illegally. If I'm in some other country illegally, I'm not going to be comfortable. You shouldn't be comfortable either, because when you enter this country illegally, you have committed a crime. You are a criminal, and you're not off the table.
Cartels, gang members, we have had dozens and dozens of Americans that have been murdered. I'll scroll their names again. We have had dozens of Americans, including children, that have been raped by Harris Biden unvetted illegals. We have hundreds and hundreds of Americans victims of violent crime. We have a fentanyl crisis. We have an opioid crisis. We have cartels. We have gang members. We have 13,000 illegal immigrant murderers inside our country. We have known terrorists inside our country. We have more than 15,000 convicted rapists and sex offenders inside our country, more than 2,500 kidnappers inside our country, all told more than 400,000 criminal illegal immigrants, including known terrorists. They're here, but we don't know where they are. How are we going to find them to get rid of them?
Look, ICE is very good at what they do. We have a targeting system. I can't really talk about it on the air because it's law enforcement sensitive, but we're going to find them. And look, we're going to go get them. I saw today numerous governors from sanctuary states saying they're going to step in the way. They better get the hell out of the way. Need you help us or get the hell out of the way, because ICE is going to do their job. We're going to take the handcuffs off ICE that the Biden administration put on them and let ICE what they do best. And let me say this. Back to the viewer, Joe Biden. They promised, this administration promised, they're going to concentrate on the criminal aliens. That was a priority. Secretary Mayorkas said that. I looked at the stats today. The removal of criminal aliens is down 74% from President Trump. We have more criminals here than we ever had.
All right, Tom Homan coming in hot. Man, he is going to do an incredible job starting by deporting these criminal illegal aliens. All right, quick break. I'll get to Barbara's email from a year ago and today next.
Untabbed program with the Speaker's Lobby. It is said that predicting the future isn't magic. It's really just artificial intelligence. If that's the case, perhaps we should ask AI when Congress might pass a bill to regulate the emerging technology before it spirals out of control. There's a push by congressional leaders to approve a bill regulating AI when lawmakers return to Washington after the election. But the path to passage and developing a consensus on establishing guardrails for AI is far from certain. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised legislative action on AI in months, not years. House AI Task Force Co-Chairman Jay Obernolte of California says the real concern about AI isn't that an army of robots might rise up against the human race like in the Terminator films, but that it will be the end of privacy, national security, and AI could act against a person's interest because of their race. And taken together, Obernolte says that might be as scary as an army of robots. A report is due from the AI task force later this year. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies across the area today, we'll see some snow showers mixed with rain at times into the Bozeman area through midday, and then looking at rain showers developing across the Billings area. High temperatures range from about 42 in Bozeman to 48 in Billings. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures from the mid to upper 20s. Partly sunny skies develop on Wednesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
So I first saw the news on CNN. No, not that CNN. CNN, the Crow Nation News. They had this. 64% of the Native American community voted for President-elect Trump. Those numbers and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, King Kai Stewart, the Bare Knuckle Fight Championship in Billings, Montana. The Great Falls Kid retains his world champion title. MontanaTalks.com for highlights.
Shop early, save big all month long during Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online, because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, there is no reckoning with the Montana media. They should be facing a reckoning of their own. There are national liberal media folks who are having their own reckoning, saying, you know what, we got it wrong. Hey, this is where the voters are at. They're tired of these elite white liberals bossing them around, preaching to them. But no, there's no reckoning in the Montana media. Instead, I just read, once again, I read the latest campaign beat back and forth from the liberal political scientists and some of the liberal journalists here in Montana. And they weren't saying, hey, guys, wow, we got it wrong. And so many of these TV stations got it wrong. We went all in for John Tester, and we got it wrong, and we faced a massive rejection. Why are the people of Montana not just rejecting the Democrats, but why are they rejecting us? That's the conversation the Montana media folks should be having, but they're not. Instead, I read it, and it's like, here they are lecturing Tim Sheehy. Well, this is what he needs to do. I don't think you're in the position to be lecturing Senator-elect Sheehy, or any of us for that matter. But anyway, but here's, look at this. This was so cool. I didn't save Barbara's email from a year ago so I could wave it in her face. See, I told you so. I didn't hold on to her email, but she sent me her own email. She emailed me back on Monday, October 30th of 2023. She said this, and I think around the time, you know, Senator Steve Daines, I think he just spoke at a Trump rally. He, you know, Senator Steve Daines was one of the first Republican senators to come out strongly backing Donald J. Trump for 2024. Anyway, Barbara said this. Daines should be asking Trump to drop out of the race, not the other way around. If Trump wins the GOP nomination, he still doesn't have a clear path to the White House in 2024. He's old. He's in legal troubles up to his eyeballs. his divisive and morally bankrupt J6 was a stupid plan, made him sound un-American and dictator-like. On top of that, half the time he sounds like he's a brick short of a load. We've already got Biden in that role. We don't need the GOP version. Most important, however, is that nationally, Trump does not appeal to younger or female independent voters. Like the 2022 elections, when Danes predicted a red wave that never materialized, women voters, again, will be a factor in 2024. Clearly, the 2024 election should be a no-brainer. Biden is definitely beatable, but Trump is not the candidate to do that. Barbara said, by the way, I'm a Republican. I've always voted the GOP ticket. I would never cross over to vote for a Democrat. I am, however, hoping I have options other than Trump. I'll end where I began. Danes should be asking Trump to drop out of the race, not the other way around. Well, you know, Senator Steve Daines not only came out backing Donald J. Trump very early on, Senator Steve Daines also, as the chairman of the NRSC, put his neck out there and said, look, if we want to win back the Senate, we've got to do some things. We've got to have the right candidates in place here. Anyway, Barbara. So, Barbara, I just read the email that she sent me back on October 30th of 2023, about 1 year ago. Last week, she sent me a follow-up email, and she included her original email to me from a year ago. She says, Aaron, I just wanted to congratulate you on picking the races. I'd written the attached note to you last fall. I misread the political environment. Clearly, Donald J. Trump had far more appeal across the board than his opponent. When he started talking about Arnold Palmer's gonads at a rally, I figured we were well on the way to electing our first female president. I was wrong. Go figure. All the best to you. Anyway, Barbara in East Helena, what a great email. Thanks so much. And just the humility for somebody to say, yeah, I was wrong. Here's what I sent you a year ago. And hey, you guys, that nobody gets it right all the time. But anyway, yeah, I just thought that was so great. But see, Barbara is mature enough to say, hey, man, I was wrong. And the Montana media has still not reached that level of maturity yet. Let's go to Tom in Billings. Tom, what's going on? Tom, are you there? I'm not hearing anything. Did you put yourself on mute there? Going once. Did I press the wrong button down here? Okay, give me a try. Are you still there, Tom? Nope. Going once, going twice. Okay, all right. Misfire. Here we go. All right, what were we talking about here? 406-294-0970. Let's see. Charlemagne. Oh, yeah, I played a Charlemagne clip in the 6 o'clock hour of the show where he was so shocked at just how big of support Donald Trump got from people of color. He was like, what, really? Over a third? What? He was on ABC's This Week. Here is another soundbite from that ABC interview where, you know, Charlemagne, again, showing some of the humility that many in the Montana media don't want to show.
Trump is saying, build the wall. And when they were telling you that it was a problem, y'all were saying, no, it's not a problem. Let's create sanctuary cities and let's bring, you know, the people into our cities. And so when they started putting those, you know, illegal immigrants on the buses and on the planes and sending them to those sanctuary cities, what did they say then? No, don't come. So it looked like the Republicans were right and Democrats were wrong. And nobody knew that that was going to be one of the big central issues that people thought about when they went into that voter booth.
Sure. Nobody knew? Nobody knew, Charlemagne? Nobody knew. Your own callers into your own radio show were telling you this. They were saying, man, Charlemagne, my kids can't go to school today because illegal aliens have been handed the school. Charlemagne, I can't find housing, but illegal aliens are in these high-end hotels. Charlemagne, they were arguing with Charlemagne on his own show, but there's Charlemagne, who was backing Kamala Harris. Man, nobody knew that was going to be the big issue. Really?
This is House Call for Health. For the first time in 10 years, the American Stroke Association releases new guidelines on stroke prevention. The group says 80% of strokes may be preventable with better nutrition, exercise, and identification of risk factors. Nutrition recommendations include eating foods from the so-called Mediterranean diet, including fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and olive oil. Red meat and other saturated fats should be limited, and exercise should be at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity per week or 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic activity to stay healthy. New guidelines also recommend that doctors consider prescribing weight loss drugs to help patients slim down if needed. They're also being urged to screen the race, gender, and age of patients. Stroke is the fourth leading cause of death in the United States, afflicting more than 500,000 Americans every year, according to the CDC. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Health Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With cloudy skies across the area today, we'll see some snow showers mixed with rain at times into the Bozeman area through midday, and then looking at rain showers developing across the Billings area. High temperatures range from about 42 in Bozeman to 48 in Billings. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures from the mid to upper 20s. Partly sunny skies develop on Wednesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
There's leadership battles for the Montana legislature in Helena on Tuesday. Leadership battles for the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Hey, these leadership battles in Helena, we may get the live results while we're live on the air with Tuesday's Montana Talks. We'll try to stay on top of that story. We'll take your phone calls and much more. Plus, we'll see if that Joker guy from X wants to join us. Tuesday's Montana Talks, statewide, right here, 9 to 10 a.m. The Joker and more.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Time is winding down with very few USDA crop production progress reports to share here in 2024. That's because most of planting and harvest is wrapped up. Winter replanting 95% complete as of Sunday. And driving out across the countryside, the emergence of next year's winter wheat crop looking great as well. 80% of that crop emerged as of Sunday. Sugar beets continuing to hold a few points ahead of the five-year average with 71% of sugar beet harvested completed. That's up from last week's 54%.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You'll get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
Topsoil moisture here in Montana is at 37%, very short, with 36% reported short and 27% adequate, while subsoil moisture coming in at 25% adequate. I'm Lane Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, look, I defended slightly Rick Scott on this point yesterday. Look, Rick Scott, when he was chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee in 2022, it was his job to deliver a red wave. It was his job to deliver a Republican Senate majority back in 2022. Now, I kind of defended him yesterday. I said, look, the reason that red wave did not, it turned into more of a ripple instead of a wave is because guess what? Donald J. Trump was not on the ballot. There were people who were saying, oh, it's because of the abortion issue and it's because of the blue wall and abortion and all these women showed up to vote for abortion. Abortion, abortion, abortion. Remember, that's all they were talking about. It's like, no, Donald J. Trump was not on the ballot. And look at how many people show up only when Donald J. Trump is on the ballot. Now, that's the task for all these Republicans who were elected a week ago is prove to them that you're the fighter for them that Donald Trump is. And that's how the Republicans need to take what Donald Trump has helped deliver, this, you know, hopefully the end once and for all of identity politics, race-based voting for the Democrat Party of all parties, given their bad history when it comes to race. And so the Republicans now have the next 2 years, maybe at most four, if they're lucky, to prove that they are those kinds of fighters, that they are Donald Trump-like fighters, that can earn this electorate for the generations moving forward. But anyway, this whole Senate, all these people with their virtue signaling and, you know, the same cast of characters of these people who a year ago were lecturing us about who the Senate candidate should be and who the Senate candidate shouldn't be. It's like the same cast of virtue signalers. Here they come again a week after the election, now pretending to be the experts once again here. It's like, okay, here we go again. All right. You know, it's like, and then on Twitter and on X, you see all these people. It's like, wow, I've never seen you tweet on the Montana politics hashtag ever. But now here you are with this AstroTurf campaign for who you think the Senate majority leader should be. Yeah, spare us the virtue signaling, pearl clutching. Some of you people who didn't do squat to win back the Senate majority, who didn't do hardly anything to help defeat once and for all liberal Senator John Tester here in Montana. But Mark Thiessen pointed this out. As chairman of the NRSC in 2022, Rick Scott blew through a $180 million war chest by August on consult. This is what he's saying. I don't know all the inside baseball on this thing. I like Rick Scott. I think he's a great senator. I think he, you know, was great in Florida as governor. I know he lives part of the year here in Montana. He was a great business. In fact, I was talking yesterday with Governor Greg Gianforte, and Governor Gianforte, if he didn't mention it on air, we talked about it off air. He's like, man, Rick Scott was an incredible governor. He says, I like governors. I like executives. And he's a great senator. And he was, you know, incredible business guy who's got a great business mind, which is exactly what we need more of in Washington, D.C., right? But let's look at the deal here is, okay, so we don't want Thune. We don't want Cornyn. They've thrown Trump under the bus one too many times. They've thrown us under the bus one too many times. But does that mean that Rick Scott's the guy? I think where a lot of these senators are looking at is Rick Scott was in charge of the NRSC and didn't win back the Senate majority. Now you can say, well, Trump wasn't on the ticket, so that's why that didn't happen. But Mark Thiessen went after Rick Scott, said he blew through a $180 million war chest by August on consultants and self-promotion, leaving the NRSC's coffers virtually empty in the final months of the campaign. He was forced to take out a $13 million loan just to cover the committee's operating expenses. The committee had to cancel ad buys in the critical swing states of Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Nevada. He was able to spend just $548,000 on independent expenditures in the entire month of October. And what was Scott doing in August? This is from Mark Thiessen. While his committee was in fiscal crisis, he was on vacation in Italy aboard a luxury yacht. He left the NRSC $20 million in debt and Democrats with an expanded majority. But yes, let's make him Senate Majority Leader. Now, that's Mark Thiessen who was talking there, who was writing there. So he went pretty far after Rick Scott there. My point is this. Some of you are saying, well, why don't we know how these senators are going to vote, who they support for Senate Majority Leader? Well, look, correct me if I'm wrong, but has President Trump come out and said yet who he supports to be the Senate Majority Leader? Now, He is saying this. Trump is demanding that the next GOP Senate leader allow recess appointments so he can get his people on the job and ready to rock and roll and put America first and start saving this country and turning things around. And he said, don't let any of these liberal judges get forced through here during this lame duck. That's the two things Donald Trump has said. But you remember a few months ago, Donald Trump said he'd really like to see Montana Senator Steve Daines as the next Senate Majority Leader. And I'll tell you what, from a Montana First standpoint, I like this idea of J.D. Vance. Just let J.D. Vance be in charge of the Senate. Yeah, I mean, as you guys know, the Vice President of the United States, which is what, thank God J.D. Vance would be the next Vice President of the United States. So in the event of a tie, the Vice President is the President of the Senate and then gets to serve as the tie-breaking vote. Why do you think the Democrats got to do whatever they wanted to do in the last 3.5 years? Because they could always count on liberal Senator John Tester to give them whatever they wanted when they really needed it. And then Kamala Harris could go be the tie-breaking votes. That's why she had the record-breaking number of tie vote breaking, because John Tester put her in that position because he was always a reliable leftist vote. But I think it was Charlie Kirk who threw this out last week, and he openly said, like, guys, I don't even know if Trump would support this or if J.D. Vance would want to do this. He's like, but, you know, who was it? You know, was it John Adams? You know, when he was vice president, maybe J.D. Vance could be the leader of the Republicans in the Senate while serving as vice president. So anyway, I mean, that's another idea out there as well. But Dana Loesch, she went off on this idea that somehow, you know, Rick Scott alone was going to be the savior of the Senate Republicans here. She said it's this illusion of a choice. She said, you know, for those of you that are saying, well, Cornyn and Thune, they're Mitch McConnell's guys. She's like, what makes you think that Rick Scott wouldn't be McConnell's guy either?
Don't kid yourself. All three of these people are his guy. Con Inc., the peach fuzz people that are out there telling you, oh, Rick Scott is America first. No, he's not. He's bought and sold by Mitch McConnell. Are you high? Now, how kind of Hunter Biden logic is this? No way. This is why it's harder to get to my point about solutions. For these other lawmakers, the more quiet ones, the ones who get the job done, to get in there and run. They made it clear. It's like dropping a bomb and clearing the field. All right, these are our guys. You know, they beamed them in there like Star Trek. Here's our guys. And so if you're like a Mike Lee, if you're a Rand Paul, you see the establishment putting three of them out there to give you the illusion of choice. Well, you get to pick one of our three. What, you picked them all? Yes, but you get to pick one of the three we picked for you. And then you got some people out there going, oh, goody, we got a choice. Woo! That's not how that works. You didn't actually get a choice. You got the illusion of a choice. Let's be real.
All right. Yeah, that was Dana Loesch. I think one of the reasons, my assumption why she lashed into Rick Scott there is, you know, she was the former spokeswoman for the National Rifle Association. She's big on gun rights and the Second Amendment. And I think she feels that Rick Scott hasn't been strong enough on the Second Amendment. So I think that's maybe why she's lashing into him in particular. All right. Taking your phone calls and more back after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, hey, this is great. We've got the calendar wide open here this morning. In fact, I shot a note to John Jackson, the Joker from X, earlier this morning. I said, hey, man, we got nothing on the calendar, but plenty to talk about. I was like, if you want to come in early and stay late, feel free to come in. And I didn't even get a chance to check my Twitter messages or anything yet. My messages on X. But boom, the Joker has arrived. The Joker is in the house here. So it's like the rush hour special. Some of you early risers that are driving kids to school right now, or that are, you know, driving to work, and sometimes you might miss the Joker in the 8 o'clock hour. We got him now. He's in the house. Hey, good to see you, John.
There I was. I'm sitting there in my Trump jammies, you know,
exactly, just
watching a little Mr. Rogers, and the bat signal went up, and off I went, brother. I mean, I was dressed and sliding down that pole.
Do your Trump jammies have the the sticky foot slippers, you know? Like,
little footies on them? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With the sticky, so you can grasp the kitchen floor a little better when you're, you know, sprinting across the house to get to the garage.
You got to have that.
You got to be on your feet if you're going to save America. You know, you got to have the sticky socks.
Right.
Well, good to see you. Man, I started taking notes. I was like, because usually you just come in and we just start BS and we never know what we're going to talk about. And then we get people calling in the show and they're so excited they can't stop pressing the button on their phone. Beep. And then I want to beep. And it's like they're not cussing. They're just so excited to talk to John Jackson. They keep pressing the buttons on their phone right now. But I took notes. I said, okay, in the 8 o'clock hour, let's see, what could we talk about in the 8 o'clock hour? Ranked choice voting goes down in flames. Sanctuary cities mount up. And then Tom Homan, the incoming ICE director. Marco Rubio, sounds like he's on tap for Secretary of State. This is going to be like good cop, bad cop for Latin America. A friend of mine kind of described it. Anyway, so that was just some things I thought we could talk about in the 8 o'clock hour. The 9 o'clock hour, I got a whole nother list of topics we could potentially talk about in the 9 o'clock hour. So anyway, what's going on? Obviously, the leadership elections, both in Montana and in D.C. We got the leadership elections in Helena today starting at 9 a.m. And then the Senate leadership election is supposed to be tomorrow. Apparently, they're all having a panel discussion today, though, so that ought to be exciting.
Well, they're going to have their little Delta Tau Chi secret vote. You know, they're going to go in the back room. Because you peasants out there cannot be allowed to know who they vote for, right? But I heard you talking on the way in, and although I think there are some people right off the bat that should be disqualified just because they suck, and that is the Johns. The Johns, okay? John Thune and John Cornyn. They both suck. They are disloyal to Trump. They've got like both of them got 50% voting records from conservative outlets. Like, they are F. You know, Mr. Blutarsky, 0.0. You fail.
Yeah.
Now, Rick Scott has like an 89% voting record.
Yeah, he's a great senator. He was a good governor, a great businessman. Yeah, I think the question here, though, is like, what's going to be the best? I thought one thing that Tim Sheehy said in that Trey Gowdy interview the other night was, you know, we need a functioning Senate. We need a functioning Senate. If we're going to get Trump's appointees across the finish line, if we're going to get judicial nominees across the finish line, if we're going to start getting all these other things across, we need a Senate that can function. And so I thought that was a key word that he had used there. I mean, I frankly, as a Montanan, I hope everybody sits back and says, okay, none of the above. Hey, Senator Steve Daines, why don't you take the job? But because I think from a Montana standpoint, it would be huge to have a Montanan as a Senate Majority Leader for the first time since a Mike Mansfield. But I know he doesn't want the job, but hey, if Donald Trump taps you on the shoulder, you just never know.
Well, of course he wants it. They all want it. But he's not dumb enough to stick his nose into it right now because he knows these guys are way senior to him. He's playing it cool. He played it cool to get into the NRSC role, and he's going to play it cool now. And good on him. I mean, it's a good play. But my take on this is this. We can elect Rick Scott tomorrow, but 6 months from now, left to his own devices, without anybody else influencing him, he's going to be Mitch McConnell. Okay, look at what happened to Mike Jensen. Okay, he gets up there. What did he last 6 months before he turned on us? Okay, the person that's going to have the most effect on this is Donald Trump. Donald Trump just had a landslide popular vote and electoral victory here. He's got the juice right now to tell whoever that is, look, pal, this ain't yesterday. This is today, and you're going to play it like I tell you.
Well, and that's with we the people back in all of their home states also staying on top of these guys as well. But I think, look, in defense of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, I said this the other day, like, it doesn't matter who the Republicans would have had. We could have had Jim Jordan as the Speaker of the House for the last 2 years, and you would have still been disappointed. You know, I'm talking to all of our listeners out there. You would have still been disappointed with the outcome in Washington, D.C., because frankly, the numbers have just been so stinking tight. But now what we've got the opportunity, the GOP is now projected to take back control, to retain control of the House of Representatives, but it's going to be probably an even slimmer margin than what we've got right now. But that being said, even with the tight margins, look at everything the GOP did get across the finish line in the House in the last 2 years that was dead on arrival in the Senate, dead on arrival at the White House. Hey, let's just take everything they did in the last 2 years. Ding, 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 ding. Now it can potentially get through the Senate. It can get across from President Trump as well. Let's get into some phone calls here. We've got Kevin in Billings first up on the line. Kevin, what's going on?
Yeah, before I make my point, I would encourage everybody to call Senator Steve Daines and have him vote for Rick Scott. And to your point, John, yes, maybe Rick Scott will turn into a Mitch McConnell in 6 months. It's hard to tell, but he has been, in his defense, a Trump loyalist. And if he does turn in to Mitch McConnell, it's going to be up to we the people to demand our senators to pick a new Senate majority leader. But to my point, though, my original point, Aaron, is this. As I said last week, and by the way, I did a podcast on this over the weekend on my feed, Rocky Mountain Freedom Zone, but I want to know if there's a way to overturn CI 128, because I'm afraid that this could very well turn Montana into a blue state. Maybe people won't live here, but this will be known as the abortion state. You look at Idaho, Wyoming.
Similar to how the legalization of marijuana became like a recruitment factor for Colorado to bring in all the California, you know, liberals and things like that, that basically this no limits abortion would have the same effect where that was passed. Great questions all around. John, with regard to CI 128, I do think there are a few different paths for CI 128 to be challenged and potentially overturned. We talked a little bit about that last Thursday with David Noble. If anybody missed that hour, you can go back on the podcast. But to his point also about the numbers, and your point, I mean, it's a great point, is that, you know, whoever the Senate Majority Leader is could turn into having a Mitch McConnell. It could be like a Mitch McConnell 6 months from now. Our problem in the United States Senate is we still have these Lisa Murkowskis and those. So what we need is somebody who can best herd these cats in an America First direction, right? And that's why I loved this soundbite from Tim Sheehy, where he said, basically, we need to have put on the rocket boosters for the America First agenda, because we may only have 2 years to really get this agenda across the finish line.
And you Brett, that's a great point you just brought up, is 2 years. That's why coming up here December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, they intentionally kicked that CR for the budget right to 2 days before Christmas. And what Donald Trump has to do, the biggest thing he's got facing him right now before January, is to tell these people, do not pass some omnibus budget that's going to lock me in all the way through October. Because guess what happens then, Aaron? That's 1 year of your 2 years. Because everything, what makes that entire place go round and round and round down the toilet bowl is the money. It's the money. You can talk all this trash you want about what we're going to do away with this and that and the other thing. Meanwhile, they're back there completely funding all of it. It has to get stopped. That's the first thing on the agenda right there.
All right, less than a minute to go till the break. Tom in Billings, thanks for calling back in. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Real quick, I think you had a caller in barking orders at Tim Sheehy. I mean, I know the Congress. It needs to be. Yes, he's going to fight for Montana. He's going to do everything he can to bring forth the Trump agenda. I have the utmost faith in Tim Sheehy. Let him get in there. He's a junior senator. He's going to do what he needs to do. He's going to break balls. The fact is, after that, we need everybody coming into the House of Representatives to quit having infighting.
That's right.
So we need to make sure that, you know, certain representatives aren't saying we need to get rid of the speaker because that wastes time.
You got to unite and get in the fight and, yeah, put on the thrusters for the America First agenda. All right, thanks for the call. Quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Buffalo Trace Distillery. Powerful yet smooth. Contained but never tame. Proudly going your own way, but never going alone. This is the spirit inside Buffalo Trace Bourbon. Made at Buffalo Trace Distillery, the world's most award-winning distillery. Buffalo Trace is always perfectly untamed. Distilled, aged, and bottled by Buffalo Trace Distillery, Franklin County, Kentucky. 90 proof, 45% alcohol by volume. Learn more at buffalotracedistillery.com. Please drink responsibly.
Fox News commentary.
Illegal immigrants took to the streets of New York City to protest Trump's deportation plan. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It's the Will King Show.
If we're being real and we boil it down to it, this is C-team Democrats. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris. And that may be good enough because the election may simply be yet again a referendum on Donald Trump. But you're not looking at even a practiced and good politician for Democrats. You are truly looking, not at JV. I think you are truly looking at C-team. We'll see if that's good enough for America.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Those who enter and remain in our country illegally have become mighty entitled, especially in blue states and sanctuary cities. Illegal immigrants in New York City have kicked it up a notch by taking to the streets in broad daylight to protest Trump's deportation plan. Let's not forget that illegal immigration consistently ranked within the top three election issues for voters. Let's not forget that a majority of Americans support mass deportation. Deportation isn't just a Trump wish list item. It's a mandate from the American electorate. Let me also note this observation. If you're in the country illegally and you are comfortable enough to announce your illegal behavior and protest the lawful consequences in the streets, one might say you're a little big for your britches. No one has the right to come into this country illegally and then proceed to make demands. There's about to be a new sheriff in town, and your protests, while cute, won't shield you from the law. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. November is a great time to hunt for bargains. After all, it's Black Friday month, and the single-day sales event seems to get stronger every year. Some items that are best to buy during November, according to NerdWallet, include electronics. Look for markdowns on TVs, tablets, laptops, gaming systems, smartwatches, and smartphones, all at the usual places. Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, Target, and Costco between now and Black Friday. This month, also check out deals for vacuum cleaners with many models from Dyson, Shark, and more on sale during Black Friday events. And also be on the lookout for great deals on popular coffee maker brands this month, especially on Black Friday. And don't forget about Veterans Day. The holiday doesn't pack the same shopping punch of Black Friday, but you might be able to save a buck or two if you served or have served in the military. Ask for special discounts at stores, restaurants, and even barber shops.
List with Amber.com.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, let's see. Michelle in Billings just messaged us on the Montana Talks app. How do we get Steve Daines to toss his hat in the ring for Senate Majority Leader? The choices so far are like choosing between three pieces of already chewed gum. That's pretty funny. I'm thinking of wasn't it the girl from Miles City and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory who always chewed the gum and she'd save it behind her ear? You know, like, what piece of chewing gum are we going to grab right now for the next?
Well, it's like we said before, Steve Daines is smart enough not to stick his face in the middle of this. Like you and I were talking about at the break, unless there was some kind of major chaos and somebody just said, hey, why don't you step in the middle? It's kind of like they did with Mike Johnson. You remember with that whole speaker fight. That's what ended up having happened to Mike Johnson, they pretty much said, hey, dude, will you take this off our hands here, right, because it was so crazy.
Yeah, it's like, who would want to be the leader? It's a thankless job, right? Like, who would want to be herding all these cats, dealing with, you know, the Murkowskis of the world? Thankfully, Mitt Romney's out now, right? Is he on his way out? Yeah, he's out of there. So, like, okay, there's one never-Trumper on his way out. But yeah, and same thing with being Speaker of the House. I remember when there were folks who thought, oh, we're going to get Jim Jordan. And we got to see Jim Jordan in the Flathead earlier this year. Yeah, Jim Jordan would have been awesome. But he didn't get across the finish line. But I think at the end of the day, it's like it's a thankless job. The margins are so tight in the House of Representatives. And then, you know, right now we're basically banking on races in New York and California to get the majority, the simple majority. Well, they have a different perspective than we do here in Montana on some things.
On Mrs. Murkowski, if I'm not mistaken, she should be up for re-election here in 2 years. And Alaska just repealed their ranked choice voting. They made the big mistake of putting that in. That's how they got stuck with her. They repealed that now. So she is on the chopping block for 26. So she had better be watching her P's and Q's. Those people up there already don't like her. And if she goes against Trump on this agenda here, she's going to be out.
I love the fact that on the left, the knives are out for, you know, for everybody on the Democrat side. They're all pointing fingers at each other. But I love the fact, too, that they're also like saying, whose bright idea was it to campaign with Liz Cheney? So they're all saying, like, that was the worst idea ever to campaign alongside Liz Cheney. Her little, you know, Tea Party circle of friends seems to be shrinking every day.
Yeah, they messed up that Liz Cheney Black Panther Party there, didn't they? Did you see? But my favorite one was Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi comes in, I mean, slick as she can be at 80-something years old, she came in there and just swatted both of them. You see what she said? Not only did she bash Biden for getting out way too late, but then she really, really passively, aggressively, like cool, says, we could have had a primary and we wouldn't have had Kamala as the nominee either.
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah, that's the thing about those politicians. They're really good about, you know, about throwing shade on everybody else, but be myself and I, right? Let's see. Evan and Belt sent us a message earlier this morning. Sorry, I'm just now getting to this one, Evan. These elite white liberals should listen to that old song, Money Can't Buy You Love. They tried, and look what that got Tester and Harris. Absolutely nothing but that proverbial breakup and one heck of a butt-kicking. So, yeah, money can't buy you love with all the money they had, and yet look at how badly they failed.
As you know from Las Vegas, Aaron, money can't buy you love, but it can rent it for a little while. You realize that, yeah.
Is that why you were late for the show that one morning? I was like, where's John? I was like Wayne, or I was like Garth from Wayne's World. Wayne. I was like, where's John? Oh, yeah.
Remember them gals we saw in the hallway there at like 4:30 in the morning? Oh, boy. Remember those working girls?
My favorite.
Yikes.
My favorite was the guy with the sport coat. Like, he was so nicely dressed, and he was slumped over on a railing, just sleeping.
Standing up, slumped over on the railing,
sleeping like he was in having deep thoughts with Jack Handy or something.
Been
it was
there,
crazy.
Done that.
Yeah. All right, let's see. We're just getting started. He's going to be here for 2 hours.
This is Fox on Justice. America's 10th largest bank became the first in U.S. history to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering. TD Bank facing a $3 billion fine and an asset cap that prevents the bank from growing further. Attorney General Merrick Garland says cartels with ties to Mexico, China, and Colombia laundered hundreds of millions of dollars from illicit fentanyl sales, with bank employees aware of what was happening but did nothing to stop it.
TD Bank created an environment that allowed financial crime to flourish. By making its services convenient for criminals, it became one.
Over the past 6 years, TD Bank failed to monitor 92% of its transactions, to the tune of $18 trillion. In some cases, piles of cash were literally dumped on bank counters for deposit. The DOJ has charged 24 individuals, including 2 TD Bank employees. The bank CEO says they've taken full responsibility for the failures. Griff Jenkins, Fox News.